Phoenix Fly, David.
Morning, sir. How are you?
Pretty good. And I'm on my second cup of coffee and got me a little frozen croissant. Put that in the microwave and had me a little breakfast. Just sitting here watching the morning news and listening to the 610 machine.
I had a blueberry cereal bar and having some string cheese, and I am now traveling on Highway 14 into work. So doesn't that sound fun?
Some of those nutrition bar things, and they're pretty good too. Probably shouldn't have ate the croissant. It's not that great for my sugar, but I think my A1C is getting a whole lot better, so I kind of splurge from time to time.
Yeah, just definitely keep a check on that. You're right, splurging doesn't, you know, every once in a while doesn't hurt.
Well, what part of Highway 14 are you on, and where's work?
Going towards South Buncombe, and I work at the Honeywell plant doing IT support.
That's good. That IT support needs to be done. My wife's pretty good with computers, so anytime I need technical support, I go bother her and get her to fix it.
My wife does the same thing. So it's like she'll break it or have some issue, she'll go fix it. And I'm like, okay, kind of give me an idea what's going on. And I always ask her before she calls and says that to make sure she reboots first.
Yeah, sometimes just rebooting it'll fix it. And then sometimes I've done something to it that it takes a few minutes for her to fix it.
Yeah, with Honeywell, we pretty much had the users because the lady that answers our help desk phone number, when people call, that's the first thing she'll ask them, did they reboot? And if they say no, then before she contacts somebody else, then she'll make sure they do that and make sure it's still an issue going on.
Sometimes that's all it takes, to just shut it down, cut it off, and start over.
I can't tell you how many times that I've had users when they say they're having issues that, well, what's going on? I don't know. Well, what's it doing? I don't know. Then it's like kind of hard to fix. I don't know.
They need to give you some idea of what the problem is with the thing. Thankfully, I'm pretty careful where I go on the internet and haven't, you know, picked up any major viruses or bugs, and keep the software up to date. It's supposed to watch out for that, but yeah, I know there's some hackers out there that can get past firewalls and you know, but they can still get in there. But even if they lock up my computer where I can't use it, I'm not gonna pay ransomware. I'm just, you know, use a different computer.
Yep, that's why hopefully anyone that's listening that will hear this, make sure that they, you know, save their documents on a thumb drive or somewhere else, either in the cloud or somewhere like that, because if you ever have to reload your computer or something crashes with it, then you have those documentation. Because, funny story, a couple of days ago, a user wanted me to restore a file from 7 years ago. They had no idea the name of it. Or I was like, well, you gotta you have to kind of location to where to look for where the files were stored at. If not, I can't even begin to help you.
Yeah, that's true. ain't to back up the files on the old one and put it on the new one, and sometimes we don't, and you get to looking for a certain document, gotta remember what old computer it was on.
That's why I have users, well, anytime they work out of their, working out of their OneDrive folder, so that way any point in time they save, then it's always in OneDrive in the cloud, and except for the data that is out there, that the data that cannot be stuck used out there because they make some military parts and stuff like that, so some of the data can't be stored in the cloud, but they have a secure site for them that it's they can store their data on.
Yeah, my wife worked for a military contractor, and they had to be careful where they say stuff and what they did with stuff. And yeah, we just, you know, with our personal stuff, bought a little, I think we pay like, 99 cents a month to get a certain amount of storage on the cloud, and we just send everything there anymore, and that way if the hard drive crashes, we can get it back off the cloud, put it on a different computer.
And that's why we let people know that if they store their files on the hard drive, we'll do what we can to get it off of there, but we're not going to spend a whole bunch of money to do so, because it's just harder to do.
It definitely is. Well, I need to freshen up this cup of coffee. It's starting to done got cold on me. You have a good morning out there and a safe trip on in to work, and catch you on here later on this afternoon. Enjoy talking with you. KF4NXY. I'll be clear on your final.
All right, sir. Please be careful. I'm now also pulling into the parking lot of work, so please have a great day also. It's KO4PXB.
4WJT and 4ZLK.